Voice Marketing Radio Network. Welcome to eBay Radio's top-rated seller hour with your host, Griff.
And this segment is brought to you by Delva, product sourcing simplified. As an eBay seller, you know that it's all about inventory, acquiring it, selling it, and above all, managing it, as we know. Here now to share her strategies for whipping your inventory into shape for the new year, which happens to be 2017, is Patty Whitlock. She's known on eBay as top-rated seller, the shopping mom too. That's all one word. Patty, what will you do before the end of the year to get your inventory organized for 2017?
Hi, Griff.
Hello.
How you doing?
Great.
Okay, so anyway, where's Lee?
Right here, darling. How are you?
Oh, hi, Lee. How you doing?
Good, thank you.
Anyway, so what I wanted to go ahead and there's different things to do, okay? So you first have to organize your paper files, okay? This includes, you know, receipts, invoices, purchase orders, and so on. So you can also find a receipt management scanner because the IRS accepts those now. You don't have to have the physical receipt in your hands. So, you know, start getting that together before the end of the year and put it in a box or in an envelope or something like that. Then that way, you know, you'll have that ready and handy when next year comes and you have to go ahead and go to your accountant, okay? Also, what I do a lot is when I have my inventory and I sell something or I list something on eBay, I go ahead and I put it in an inbox file in my email program. So therefore, you know, if something gets lost or it goes into the black hole where you cannot go ahead and find it, you can always go ahead and do a search in your inbox and find the listing and then review it or see if it was sold or not sold or anything like that. You have to remember that the more inventory you keep, okay, the more you have to report to the IRS as an asset because it's money sitting right there. So you have to go ahead and review your inventory periodically to see if things have gone out of style or, you know, how they're selling, how come they're not selling, you know, and review that before the end of the year so then that way you're not stuck with a bunch of inventory that has not sold for the whole year and now you have to report it to the IRS as an asset.
So should we be thinking of once we determine what inventory is not moving or is no longer in demand, should we be thinking about getting rid of it? And if so, how?
Okay, so we will go ahead and try to put it towards, you have to do like two or three piles. Do I want to go ahead and relist it and change the pictures and, you know, rework it? Do I want to go ahead and keep it on hand and then come back at a later date and review it? Or do I want to go ahead and get rid of it, donate it, and claim a tax exemption? You know.
Yeah.
And how do you decide what you're going to do? I mean, you've had these things listed, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes. The problem that I find myself dealing with all the time is that I have taken the time to find this item, taking the pictures, review them, do the listing, and then put them up, and they're not selling, okay? And for me, it's kind of like letting go of a baby, of a child, or, you know, it's just like, it's my baby. I already put so much effort into it.
Sure.
But then you have to set realistic expectations. How long are you willing to hold it? How long are you willing to have it keep, you know, space in your house or in your storage unit? I mean, you need to go ahead and give yourself, you know, allow yourself to go ahead and say, okay, well, I didn't pick the right item. It's been on eBay for a year. It hasn't sold. Okay. If I cannot go ahead and rework it, then it has to move on and it has to go someplace else and give me back some or recoup some of your money because
sure,
also the stale merchandise is there and that's money too. So, you know, I will go ahead. I will recommend that everybody goes ahead and reviews their inventory, and then goes ahead and before pulling it out of eBay, do a massive markdown markdown. Like go to Markdown Manager and mark it down. Start with like 50% and go all the way up to 75%.
No.
To get rid of it. Yes. And usually that works. It works very well.
Well, that makes sense, Griff, to do that before you take it down.
Well, yeah. I think so, yes. Yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, and then you also can go ahead and go to your social media accounts, you know, and clean them up with, you know, because sometimes you post or you tweet different items and stuff like that. Go back and clean them up and make sure that the items, you know, that you have in stock are the items that are in your social media profiles that you have posted, you know, because that right there, you know, can hinder you. We do know that the only two ways of getting a defect now on eBay is not having the inventory or not working and solving a case that has been opened. So,
yes.
You want to go ahead and be in top shape when it comes to your inventory because you want to go ahead and have everything at hand. And this is the time that you need to go ahead and go over all your inventories, all your, if you store your inventory in boxes, go over that and make sure that you have what you have listed. That is so important because the buyer gets so disappointed if they don't have the item that they bid for a whole week, you know? I mean, I will be upset. If I'm bidding on an item that has 7 days and I'm bidding from the beginning and I win the item and then to have the seller tell me, oops, I can't find it.
So we're speaking with Patty Whitlock. She's known on eBay as top-rated seller, the shopping mom too, all one word. So what do you add to your calendar or to-do list at this time of year, Patty?
Okay, so I create a calendar of events and I stay on schedule. For example, you add upcoming holidays. eBay is very, very good about reminding us of the upcoming holidays. So what's coming up next after Christmas? It will be Valentine's Day. So start thinking about stuff that you have in your inventory right now that you might not want to go ahead and get rid of because you're attached to it. Can you go ahead and bundle it up with something else and make a new listing with that? So then that way you can go ahead and benefit. I mean, like if you have a teddy bear and lotion, hand lotion, can you go ahead and bundle up the teddy bear and the hand lotion together? So then that way you can go ahead and market it for Valentine's Day, which is the next holiday coming up.
Oh, makes sense.
Good idea.
Yeah.
I like it. So, Pat, how long have you been selling on eBay, Patty?
I started selling on eBay in 1999. So, it's been a long, long, long time.
You've seen everything.
And I sell everything and anything. So, anything that catches my attention.
Well, you've seen a lot of changes. I think that's what Griff meant. You've seen a lot of changes.
Yes.
A lot of changes.
Yes.
Oh, yes. Yes, yes. I've been, and I known Griff since 2002.
I was still a young man.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, you weren't.
Yeah.
You weren't even young then. Who are you trying to kid?
Yeah.
Where did you meet him?
I met him in Miami. And you know, when I first met him, he smelled so good.
Patty, let me tell you about this man.
What?
He always smells good. Every single time that I usually see him once a year at the events.
Mm-hmm.
And I hug him. And I say, oh, Griff, you smell so good. It's because he collects perfumes and colognes, and he knows what's good.
I know. I mean, every time I've seen him several times.
What are you wearing today, Griff?
Today I'm wearing Lolita Lempicka Au Masculin.
Just the name is enough to...
It's very absinthe and aniseed. which are my favorites. So,
but you know what? But Griff, okay, but question, okay, because something this is puzzling because I go ahead and I wear perfume, but then it doesn't stay on. I mean,
you think it doesn't,
but it does.
See, that's the thing. So this is the trick with any cologne or perfume, whether you're wearing it or not, is that if you're wearing it or if you're around that aroma or smell or fragrance or scent for more than an hour or so, your nose shuts it off. So you don't notice that you're wearing it as much. You kind of have to sniff yourself a little bit.
And you know what? You cannot smell Griff's cologne when he, you know, and when he walks in an elevator or he walks past you. It's when you hug him. And I appreciate that, Griff.
Yeah, I try not to have too big of what's called a seage or sillage. That's the perfume cloud that follows you around.
That is not good.
Yeah, it can drive people crazy.
Yeah, and now we talked about before, I remember talking to you about Santa Maria della Fiori, where you could go ahead and have the perfumes made to your specifications, right?
Yeah.
And have you ever had that done?
Because no, there's too many to buy for me to... I've got more than enough. But anyway...
Yeah, so.
Anyway, enough about Griff's smell.
Yeah, that's right. Okay.
So, all through all of this holiday, do you carve out some time for yourself?
Well, see, that's the whole thing. Okay. So now what you want to go ahead and do is you want to go ahead and start thinking about freeing up some of your time.
Free it
up. If money permits it, hire a virtual assistant or a blogger that can handle your social media. You know?
Perfect solution.
So it's, you know, and
Patty,
then
we're all out of time.
We love it when you come on. Thank you, Patty.
The Shopping Mom, too. That's her ID. This segment was brought to you by Dova, Product Sourcing Simplified. Up next, get back to basics. Don't miss a moment of eBay Radio.
It's another ordinary day in eBay land. You're ready to pack and ship when suddenly the shipping monster strikes again. That hard-to-ship item just sold, but you're not sure how to pack it. You need a superhero to save the sale. You need Bubble Fest's Mark and Robin Levine, the superheroes of shipping. They can help you safely pack your most challenging items. They've got a super selection of everything you need to do the job right. Just call their shipping hotline at 877-599-SHIP.
Hello, Bubble Fast Hotline. How can I help you?
Mark and his Robin will get you on the way to shipping that impossible item fast. For more ways to tame the shipping monster, join Bubble Fest's Facebook group. Subscribe to their Bubble Briefs newsletter. And remember, their shipping hotline, 877-599-SHIP. Find it all at BubbleFast.com. That's BubbleFast.com.
When it comes to your business on eBay, wearing your heart on your sleeve isn't enough. You need to show your eBay spirit, and that means a visit to the eBay Shop, the official store for eBay-branded apparel and other eBay merchandise. It's where Griff shops for those coveted secret word prizes, and you can shop there as well at theebayshop.com. If you're lucky enough to be at eBay headquarters in San Jose, you can also visit the eBay Shop in person. Right now, you'll find eBay-branded beach towels, totes, and other items for summer fun all year round. That's in addition to eBay-branded polo and t-shirts custom dyed in eBay colors, plus eBay caps, jackets, hoodies, bags, office accessories, and other cool eBay stuff, all at terrific prices. It makes great gifts for family and friends, too, even the kids. The eBay Shop partners with Brandvia to help you show your eBay spirit and start a conversation about your business wherever you go. Visit theebayshop.com.
Shipping can be complicated. Make it simple with ShipStation. ShipStation is customizable so you can automate your shipping process just the way you like it. Nearly every single shipping task and decision, from choosing a carrier and service to importing and processing orders, can be set up to work automagically. Brand labels with your logo. Even tailor notification emails to suit your business. So every aspect of your customer's order experience has your personal touch. ShipStation works right from the cloud and integrates directly with eBay. You can batch print multiple labels for USPS, UPS, FedEx, DHL, and other services, all at the same time. There's even a mobile app that lets you print shipping labels from anywhere. If you're eligible for discounts from UPS, FedEx, or somebody else, ShipStation will pull them in. Plus, you get an awesome discount on USPS rates just for using ShipStation. Try it free for 30 days at ShipStation.com.
An eBay Radio Holiday Factoid.
A lot of us celebrate various holidays. However, many don't know how the traditions began or their significance. Holidays can be much more fun when you know some of the facts. A popular Hanukkah game is spinning the dreidel, which is a four-sided top with Hebrew letters on each side. Winners in the game are rewarded with gelt. Happy holidays from eBay Radio and Voice Marketing Radio Network.